This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back on August the 6th. We're talking about Pressure Biosciences, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol PBIO. They're trading at about the stock price of $3.70, still very grossly undervalued. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO of it, Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be here, Everett. Thanks for the invite.
You know, you recently released a new high-pressure base instrument, the Hub 880 Explorer. Can you tell us a little bit more about the instrument, what its target market is, and the impact that the instrument may make on the industry that you're shooting for?
Well, that's a multi-pronged question, a lot of good ones there, Everett. as you know, we make instruments that utilize high pressure. Pressure is an amazing force, moves at the speed of sound, is ubiquitous. It can do so many things in science, and we have an instrument with a pressure chamber. We've been selling one instrument for the last few years, and it's been selling very well. We have 300 instruments placed all over the world in some of the key laboratories that are doing scientific research, particularly in proteins. But and this instrument goes up to an amazing pressure. It goes up to 45,000 pounds per square inch. So it can be used for a number of things. We break samples, cells open, bacteria, in order to let the scientists get to the good things inside, the DNA, RNA, proteins, things like that. It has a limit of going to 45,000, which is a pretty hefty pressure. It's almost 2.5 times the pressure you'd have if you sat 6 miles down on the Marianas Trench. There are many things in life that will not break open at 30 or 20 or even 44 or 45,000 PSI. So we've developed a second instrument. We call this one the Hub 880 Explorer, and it is an explorer. It's exploring places that people have rarely gone before, and that is what happens when you put a cell, a virus, a cancer cell, a normal cell, under pressure at 60, 70, 80,000 PSI. We know that some plants, many plants, cells, we have to go to pressures above the 45,000 of our existing instrument. We know that foodborne pathogens, foodborne bacteria that are causing really massive problems around the world, we're talking E. coli and Listeria and Salmonella, we know to break these, you often have to go well above 45,000 pounds per square inch. And so we've developed this new instrument, and happy to say that we've sent the first two out, one to one of the leading food laboratories in the country of Japan, and the second is to a major food and public health laboratory here at Tennessee State. So this instrument will go up to 90,000 PSI. So it goes double the pressure. This means it can be used to break open samples that the first instrument can't. Samples that are from plants, samples that are on tough bacteria like the ones we mentioned, Salmonella, E. coli, etc. Which means that now scientists will be able to use this instrument to very quickly, easily, reproducibly, exquisitely, controllably break open samples using our system and hopefully start to learn more about what it's going to take to control these foodborne pathogens, to make sure that we have safer food that's available, that we're eating, that we're selling. And so the first impact we think is going to be in the area of public health, particularly in the area of food and foodborne pathogens. I'm very excited to be working with Dr. Fudulaka at Tennessee State and the public health laboratory there and the work that he's doing. And I think the data that he's going to generate is going to be very, very important to others that are going to be using this instrument over the coming months.
You know, I was reading about one of your press releases. Recently, you guys were at a convention, and I know that your technology platforms were recently featured there. One of the largest annual meetings in the world is focused on the food industry. That sounds pretty exciting. Can you tell us where that's going to take us at and what it's done for your company?
The International Food Technologists Meeting, the IFT, every year it meets. This year is in Chicago, and more than 20,000 people attended this meeting. It's a very large meeting. And we went there. You know, we're not known as a food company. We've done very little in the food area. So with the release of the 880 Explorer, it started to get us into the food area. And then we went to the International Food Technologist meeting. We had a wonderful time. We had a booth there. There was an entire session on using alternate methods to try to get safer food and using pressure. Using pressure to break open cells, using pressure to kill bacteria in food. We've spoken about that before. You know, as an example, you could look at Starbucks Evolution Juice. That juice has no chemicals in it. It is high pressure treated. The pressure is used to kill the bacteria and juice. So pressure is an amazing force of nature. So we went there to reconnoiter, look at the landscape, meet some of the key opinion leaders, talk about, we know that Dr. Foodlaka, we call him Dr. Aliar, makes it a lot simpler. Dr. Aliar at Tennessee State was going to give a talk. Dr. Ting from our laboratory gave a talk. Dr. Bala from Ohio State gave a talk, all on using alternate methods, in this case using pressure, to try to make food safer. And so we went there and learned an awful lot. As you know, we have a new technology called ultra shear technology. It's brand new. We're developing the first instrument. We announced almost $1 million grant with USDA and Ohio State just a couple of months ago. That is the money. We're getting $318,000 of that, and that money is enabling us to build the first instrument, both the first floor model and the benchtop model of the Ultra Shear. Ultra Shear uses high pressure, just like our other systems, our Hub 880 and our standard 2320 Extreme. It uses high pressure to break open cells, but Ultra Shear goes further. Ultra Shear, after it uses high pressure, it puts it through a patented device, a shearing valve device that we've invented, and it takes it to another level in that it can kill. We believe it can kill a great deal, perhaps even all or mostly all of the bacteria and other pathogens that are causing disease in food and in other places. So we are developing this instrument. We learned a lot at the IFT meeting about what the food industry wants. We learned a lot from other discussions about what other industries want, and we're very busy right now building this first instrument. So it was great to be to really be featured at our booth and in one big session, entire afternoon session at the IFT. But now the tough work's ahead of us. It's to take what we learned and build and what we're learning from our instruments in the field already and from the patents that we've been issued, learn from it, and direct that into the development of our Ultra Shear platform, which we are extremely excited about, because Ultra Shear, not only does it have the potential in the food industry to make long shelf life, room temperature food without having to add additives, because the Ultra Shear will reduce or kill the bacteria and virus and pathogen load without having to add the chemicals for killing or for shelf life. But it also has many other applications in fields outside of food. And so we're looking at pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, cosmetics, so many different areas that Ultra Shear, being a platform technology, will be able to take us in the months and years ahead.
Rick, in your recent news, food safety, food testing, food processing seems to be what you've been concentrating on. Are you guys moving away from the life sciences and entering into the food area?
It's a good question. We're not moving away. We're adding on. Yes, we're a small company, but we have an amazing technology, one that we think is very innovative and can allow scientists to do things that perhaps they've never even done before, or never even dreamed of being able to do before, because we've harnessed the power of high pressure. And so I wouldn't say we're leaving. We have 200 plus customers. We have some of the top research, academic, government, industry, pharmaceutical research labs in the world that are now using our instruments to break open bacteria and viruses to develop better drugs and better preventive strategies. So we're keeping with that, and we're going to grow that into the business because, as you know, we did over $2 million last year in that business, and it's our core business. But we're adding to that now. Dr. Ting, who's been with me from the beginning, is a pioneer in using high pressure to make food safer. He and Dr. Bala at Ohio State 25 years ago, were working with the U.S. Army to develop this method, which is now a $20 billion market. We think we have a method that takes it to a different level. Not only do we use high pressure, but instead of just going up in pressure and coming down with ultra shear, we go up in pressure and then we put the material, it may be milk, it may be juice, it may be liquid cheese, it may be anything like that, or outside of food industry, pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, put it through this special patented procedure we have, and we think we can make it so that it will use less chemicals and maybe no chemicals will be needed to allow this to go out on the market. So we're very excited about it. We're adding food to what we're doing, certainly not taking away anything in the life sciences.
You know, your float's around 1.5 million shares. Your market cap touches about 6 million. Your stock price around 370. All that being said, you know, I know you don't like to talk about your stock price, but it seems like you guys had a very second quarter. There seems to be a disconnect somewhere.
You're right. We don't like to talk about the stock price. Clearly, we believe the stock price is undervalued. I'll leave it up to you. You're much more expert than me on this. You've seen so many companies in your life. You do such a terrific job of bringing on guys like me who have a chance to tell their story, and hopefully investors that are listening might say, hey, I might take a look at this company. Everett thinks it's a good one, so I should take a good look at it. We know one thing. We know science. We know pressure. We know we have some amazingly innovative technology. We know we have some of the top protein chemists in the world, in laboratories in the world that are using our system. And we know we're now going to enter the food business, and we have almost a million dollars, which is sharing $318,000 that's coming to us from the Ohio State USDA grant. So we're looking ahead. We're looking at some very good things. I'll leave it up to you. I appreciate the opportunity to tell our story. I'll leave it up to you to tell the investors what you think. Our job is to make you look good by continuing to do well and maybe even do better as time goes on.
Well, I want my listeners to take a look at this company. I personally think it's undervalued by about $3 or $4, personally myself. You've been listening to Rick Schumacher, CEO of Pressure Biosciences. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. I don't think it's going to stay down here much longer under $4. Rick, thank you so much for your time. It's always a great pleasure to have you on my show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
I'd be happy to, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.